Exodus chapter 38. And he made the burnt offering altar from acacia wood. Its length was 5 cubits, and its width was 5 cubits. It was square, and its height was 3 cubits. And he made its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns were integral to it, and he overlaid it with copper. And he made all the equipment for the altar, the pans and the shovels and the basins and the forks and the firepans. He made all its equipment from copper. And he made a grate for the altar, a meshed copper artifact, under its ledge, underneath, extending up to halfway. And he cast 4 rings on the 4 ends of the copper grate, as receptacles for the poles. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with copper. And he brought the poles through the rings on the sides of the altar in order to carry it by them. He made it hollow with panels. And he made the copper laver and its copper pedestal from the mirrors of the women servants who served at the entrance to the tent of contact. And he made the courtyard on the southern side facing south. The drapes of the courtyard were of fine twined linen, 100 cubits long. Their columns were 20 in number, and their 20 sockets were of copper, and the hooks of the columns and their connecting rods were of silver. And on the northern side, for 100 cubits, there were their 20 columns and their 20 sockets of copper, and the hooks of the columns and their connecting rods were of silver. And on the western side there were drapes for 50 cubits, and their 10 columns and their 10 sockets. And the hooks of the columns and their connecting rods were of silver. And the eastern side, facing east, was 50 cubits long. There were 15 cubits of drapes on the side, and their 3 columns and their 3 sockets. And on the second side, on each side of the gate of the courtyard, were 15 cubits of drapes, and their 3 columns and their 3 sockets. All the drapes around the courtyard were of fine twined linen. And the sockets of the columns were of copper, and the hooks of the columns and their connecting rods were of silver. And the overlaying of their capitals was of silver, and all the columns of the courtyard were connected by silver. And the screen at the gate of the courtyard was the work of an embroiderer in blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twined linen. And its length was 20 cubits, and the height across its width was 5 cubits, agreeing with the drapes of the courtyard. And as for their 4 columns, their 4 sockets were of copper, and their hooks were of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their connecting rods was of silver. And all the pegs of the tabernacle and of the courtyard around it were of copper. These are the things appointed for the tabernacle of the testimony, which was appointed through Moses' instruction for the work of the Levites through the authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. And Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made everything that the Lord commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a damask weaver and an embroiderer in blue and purple and scarlet material and in fine linen. As for all the gold that was used for the artisanry, in all the artisanry of the holy place, the gold of the wave offering was 29 talents and 730 shekels, according to the holy shekel. And the silver of those who were counted in the congregation amounted to 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the holy shekel. A becker per head, 0.5 shekel, according to the holy shekel, for everyone who passes through to be counted, from 20 years old and above, for the 603,550 of them. And the 100 talents of silver were for casting the sockets of the holy place and the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets for 100 talents, 1 talent per socket. And from the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the columns, and he overlaid their capitals, and he connected them together. And the copper for the wave offering amounted to 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And from it he made the sockets of the entrance to the tent of contact, and the copper altar, and the copper grate which belonged to it, and all the equipment of the altar, and the sockets of the courtyard round about, and the sockets of the gate of the courtyard, and all the pegs for the tabernacle, and all the pegs for the courtyard round about.